Moral of the story, don't eat candy off of people's houses. Written by Hearts Logos. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, DCU. Rating, teen and up. Relationship, Tim Drake, Jason Todd. Also tagged for Alternate Universe Magic and Alternate Universe Fairy Tale. Part 6 of the Fairy Tales Lie series. Recorded for Ariok 6 for ITPE 2018. Chapter 1. This is all your goddamn fault, and you don't even have the higher ground in this situation, so don't you go giving me that look of yours. I don't know what you're talking about, Tim says, and Jason just shoots him a look of utter disgust. Shut the fuck up, stop judging me, and get on with getting me out of here. How are you even alive? Jason exclaims. Gives up on trying to pick the lock and starts working on unscrewing the door. Which is actually pretty smart, and Tim wishes he'd thought of that. Necromancy, Jason. There are a lot of people on the other side invested in me not dying. Tim snorts. I mean, you must have noticed, considering that the ghost of our dead moms kind of dragged you into the forest to rescue me. I hate your mom, and I hate my mom, and I hate you, Jason says. And that's about the time that Mom pops in to snort, roll her eyes, and say, No, he doesn't. Also, the witch is coming, and if you get cooked and eaten like a pigeon, I'm never going to let you hear the end of it. You hear me? Jesus! No, not the Christ child. Janet. Tim's not generally known among the witch and wizard and various magical beings community as being very affable. Mainly because his mom was the witch, a witch with a capital B, and he lives in Gotham. Gotham isn't really a great place to start with, and people who live there just tend to go downhill. It's a place practically crawling with the deranged, homicidal, sociopathic, delirious, and slightly off-kilter. It's also one of the headquarters for the United States Witch Hunters, and various other paranormal law enforcement agencies for the Eastern Seaboard. But that's something else and not Tim's fault at all. The point is, Mom didn't really make a very good impression on many other witches, and Tim likes to think he's worked very hard to get around that bias to make friends. Shut the fuck up, loser. I hit you in the face with a wall the first time I saw you. Your reputation hasn't gotten any better. Stephanie snorts, dragging him through a flea market to see if she can find anything fun to hex, curse, enchant, or otherwise tinker with. I'm affable, Tim mumbles. I'm likable. Why doesn't Jason like me? He likes you. Maybe. Stephanie pauses, and he almost runs into her. I feel some bad juju in the air. Bad as in fun bad, or as in... Let's run for the hills before it kills us bad. Stephanie just shoots him a bored look. How well do you know me? Very well. And you can't answer that question? Tim feels something a lot like dread and self-preservation instinct flare up inside of his stomach. It's both, isn't it? Stephanie smiles. Like a very beautiful, very dangerous, very smart, very strong lunatic. Did no one ever teach you not to take candy from strangers? Not to, like, go off alone in the woods without a path? Or take things without permission? Or eat other people's houses? Jason says, startling Tim when he pops into existence outside his cell door. Tim blinks at him. Hello to you too, Grumpy Pants. Jason squints his eyes at him. How are you even alive? You've asked me that before, and my question to you is how are you still alive, Mr. I've never poisoned anyone in my life before? You are not very good at being rescued, are you? Jason raises an eyebrow as he starts looking around, inspecting the rest of the room. I've never actually needed rescuing before, Tim admits. This is a very new and rather trying experience for me that I'd like to get over with as soon as possible. I was going to save myself, except if I summoned my familiar to me, she'd probably crush me in my cell. I'm glad you didn't get crushed and that you're not dead. Are you missing any limbs? Tim stares. Jason blinks. Shrugs. It's a valid question. Oh my god! You're not very reassuring. I see why they leave that to Nightwing. Well, fuck you. I'm not really a rescuing type of person. I'm more of an arrest people and beat them up person. This is such a bad idea. I can't even begin to tell you, Tim says as Stephanie summons her familiar to her. Why do I have to go into the woods? Well, for one thing, you have experience as a woods witch. Necromancy is more my thing, really, Tim says as he watches her go off into a different section of the woods. But okay, fine. This can't go too terribly. Let me get this straight, Jason says as he's working through cataloging the magical enchantments that are keeping Tim's magic dampened and holding him in the cell. You and Steph started feeling something bad, and instead of calling a witch hunter, which, hey, you happen to be magically soulbound to one, you two go off to investigate. I didn't want to go, but Steph made me. Would you jump off a... Oh god, not the lecture. Tim groans, putting his head in his hands. He'd tried hitting his head against the wall a few times earlier, but he got mild magical shocks, and the pain wasn't worth the stress relief. And then, you went into the woods alone. Didn't call your familiar. Didn't call me. You went into the goddamn woods with no trail and found a house made of goddamn candy. Who the fuck even does that, Tim? No one. No one does that. I was hungry and tired, and I made the mistake of thinking I was the strongest thing in the forest. I'm sorry. And then you ate the fucking candy. It's like you've never heard of a white van special. Jesus! Jason swears, pulling out a lockpick set. And then captured by a cannibalistic witch. Can you lecture me about how dumb I am after I'm outside the magic dampening cell and able to wreak havoc on my own? No, because you're going to hightail it out of here, which is probably the smartest thing you'll be doing for a while. Well, I saved your life and sent my mother's ghost after you to save me, so I think I've done some pretty smart things. Pity your choices in intelligent actions is rather selective.